Hi, I'm Helmut Wies. Hello, Wieses, fifth cousin twice removed's grocery boy. Here are some helpful hints from Helmut Wies. If you need to make someone smell bad, pour vinegar on them. Guns are handy for cleaning downspouts. What to do with those cellophane sacks they give you at the store to bring home vegetables and fruit? Well, since they come on a roll, you can grab one end and run through the store with it. Here's another handy use for eyeglasses. Putting them in your hip pocket lets you know when you're sitting down, because they break then. If you have any hints, send them to me, Helmut Wies. Hello, Wieses, fifth cousin twice removed's grocery boy. Then I can tell other people. That's a handy use for your mouth, telling people something.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, the Pirates of the Caribbean. The pirates in this exhibit will no longer chase women as pirates really did, but will instead chase the hams the women will be holding. Well, hooray for Disneyland. It's time we got a more gender-sensitive history and more uplifting things for kids to stare at. For instance, why did Peter Pan have to teach Wendy to fly? What sort of paternalistic story is that? Kids should see Wendy flying around before she meets Mr. Oh, it's a girl, I have to show her, Peter Pan. And why does Sleeping Beauty have to be woken up by the kiss of a handsome prince? Wouldn't it instill more self-respect if she could just wake up herself whenever she wanted? Well, at least we have the Pirates of the Caribbean. Now when they burn villages with everyone in them, garrot the provincial governors, and feed each other to the sharks, little girls can still say, well, all they want is ham. I am somebody. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Fans of Elvis Presley know his legacy will never die. Well, don't be too sure.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Rob Dylan, crazy cousin of Bob Dylan, appalls the music world again with his new album, John Wesley Presley, a tribute to the king.
In the ghetto.
Rob Dylan, who doesn't want to cash in on his relative, rock legend Bob Dylan, does Elvis his way.
Shifty said to Lefty, and he said, nix, nix, I'm gonna stick around, wanna get my kicks. Everybody's dancing to the jailhouse rock, dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Nobody asked for this, nobody wanted this, but now it's available wherever bad records are sold. Rob Dylan salutes Elvis.
It's all right, Ma, I'm just a hound dog.
If Elvis is alive, he and Bob Dylan have enough money between them to hire someone to kill Rob Dylan. So Elvis can't be alive because Rob Dylan's obviously not being killed.
I'm just a hunk of burning love, a hunk of hunk of burning love.
Rob Dylan, John Wesley Presley, a tribute to the king. Available now.
Viva, 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 viva Las Vegas. Viva, 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 viva Las Vegas.
screw up.
What screw up? It's Elvis's birthday, and that means big savings at Deepak Chopra's Deep Fry Heaven. All day today, deep-fried peanut butter and jelly and banana sandwiches are priced at Elvis's age. This year he turns 62, wherever he is, so the price is just 62 cents. And when you order a malt liquor and some syrup-coated hush puppies, we'll throw in a second deep-fried sandwich free in honor of Elvis's twin. Plus, all our great deep-fried dishes like deep-fried waffles, deep-fried eggs, deep-fried butter patties, and deep-fried Crisco cubes, all the King's favorites, are still waiting for you at Deepak Chopra's Deep Fry Heaven, where the price is Elvis's age. Deepak Chopra's Deep Fry Heaven locations in trailer courts coast to coast. And get a ruby-studded belt buckle with every Kid King meal.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, what's the biggest problem facing the American people today? Well, that's a dumb question, huh? Everyone knows it's shrink wrap. Because of shrink wrap, we can't open anything. Frozen pizzas spill their toppings when you cut their wrappers. TV programs you want to record are half over before you can liberate a videotape. Oh, the problems are endless. But now I, Dickie Schmooze, have solved the shrink wrap problem. Order now to get stuff in packages that are easy to open. That's right. For just $39.99, you can receive things that are easily accessible the second you want them. And for a limited time, for just $75, you can order two things that are easy to open. So don't delay. If you want things that are easy to open, send cash to Dickie Schmooze, Things That Are Easy to Open, Box 1, Empty Box, Wyoming.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Well, this isn't a gun, Bill. It's a Pez dispenser shaped like a gun. I'm taking it to school, you see. My kid forgot it this morning, and Pez provides kids with 50% of their daily requirement of flavor.
But won't your kid be expelled for having food shaped like a gun?
Well, if they try to expel him, he can attack them with this.
It's a vicious
Sumatran man-eating animal from Tamerlane.
A vicious Sumatran man-eating animal from Tamerlane?
A vicious Sumatran man-eating animal from Tamerlane, Bill. In Sumatra, people live in constant fear of vicious man-eating animals. The vicious man-eating animals eat the Sumatrans. Now Tamerlane has brought them to America, so the vicious Sumatran man-eating animals can eat Americans. Soon, all Americans will be eaten.
But what kind of animal is the vicious Sumatran man-eating animal from Tamerlane?
Well, it's a vicious Sumatran man-eating animal from Tamerlane. And they're available at all Slobodan Milosevic cookie huts, at Lusty Betty's Sloppy Store, and at all House of Bubblegum souvenir stands coast to coast. Hello, I'm Officer Joe Ben Benjo of the State Highway Patrol with today's winter driving tip. When traveling on icy, windswept highways between urban areas, be sure to keep an emergency kit in the trunk of your car. It should include candles, blankets, flares, canned food, except for apricots, a shovel, a cellular phone, shortwave radio, a comfortable couch or hideaway bed, a chemical toilet or big coffee can, a kerosene heater, plywood, a nail gun, big screen TV, and a flamethrower. If you are forced off the road in an isolated area, clear some ground with a flamethrower, use the plywood to build a little house, and then settle in. We'll find you in the spring. That's a winter driving tip from the State Highway Patrol. And remember not to have an accident Sunday. I'll be watching the Packers. Thank you. Let a haunting new novel sweep you away.
Darling, oh my darling, your dog is on fire.
A novel that sweeps you along into a web of deceit.
Twos? No, I don't have any twos. Go fish.
Haunting and sweeping, the story about one family's shocking secrets.
I don't wear underwear when I eat a souffle.
Sweeping, haunting storytelling at its best.
It was a dark and stormy night.
The haunting novel that sweeps you into a story full of webs and deceit. Volvo Full of Scorpions by Agnes Contortion. Available now from Midget Books.
Station number H, the station with the most Super Bowl-related commercials in the world, kicks off Super Bowl coverage on Thursday with the Acme rendering All Matlock Team.
This guy, he's so old. Look, he can't move, so this guy comes over and bam! He's down in the dirt and he's got the blood and he's dead.
And now a word from Acme Rendering.
Horse dead? Call Acme Rendering, where dead horses are a way of life.
And on Sunday, forget the NHL glow puck. Station number H presents the Red Frog Red Beer Figure Skating Championships, featuring the station number H glow butt. You'll always know where the skater's butt is, but only on station number H.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, how alcohol affects men's attitudes towards women. In the studio today is Officer Tad Sarcastic.
Hi there.
Who's going to monitor my progress as I have a few beers and we see if it affects my attitude towards women. Well, I'm the perfect test case because, as you know, I believe in the absolute equality of women and in the guilt of men in everything. So here goes. Beer number one. Oh, gosh, I forgot. I can't hold liquor. One beer, I'm gone. Look out, girls. Jerry Burb, excuse me, is on the town. Give me another one. Here. See, it's not affecting my attitude toward women at all. You know, it's been so long since I had a woman. Long, long, long time. Hey, you.
Who, me?
Oh, you're not a woman.
No.
Hey, babe, tomorrow I gotta go on a secret spy mission, and I might... It's real dangerous, so how about you make my last night a happy one, huh?
Sir, you're talking to a cast of Friends screensaver.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're lost, toots. Women, you know, they don't think right. Give me another beer.
I think you've had...
Shut up! Wait. That's the Man Minute. Why is it spinning? Hold still, you.
Can I go now? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let me see now, the temperature's 15 below, and The wind is straight out of the north at 40 miles an hour, which means the wind chill is mud-tucking cold. Mud-tucking cold. Yeah, wind chill. We never used to have wind chills. It just used to be measured by my own personal cold scale. You know, first came chilly. You know, like it's chilly out. That's when the pond froze over with those ducks affrighted, locked in the ice out there in the middle where they figured I couldn't reach them. I'm coming, little duckies. Yeah, then after chilly comes cold. And when it's cold, cows give ice cream. When you milk them, you know, it's soft serve. Well, they get a weird expression on their face. Then after chilly and cold comes friggin' cold. That's when chickens stop running away from you and start running towards you and try to jump inside your down-filled coat with you. Boy, you don't want to let that chicken inside that jacket, because you know, when it's that friggin' cold, you don't want a pecker hanging out of your parka. So after chilly, cold, and friggin' cold comes mud-tucking cold. Now, mud-tucking cold is a special kind of cold. It's when it's so cold, when you spit, it freezes on the way down and shatters on the sidewalk. Let me show you. Ah, that's cold, huh? And disgusting, too. Careful you don't step on it there. It'll cut right through your boot. Man, come spring when it thaws out. Woo-wee! Yeah, ooh, look, when that one's as brown as my chewing tobacco, ain't it? Looks like a broken Falstaff bottle, kind of. Kind of like a broken Falstaff bottle. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go visit my cousin in North Dakota, the Brutal Cruel Farmer. Yeah, too many North Dakota winters, no doubt about it.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, trouble with the internet, huh? No more. Announcing America on Schmooze, my own online service. America on Schmooze doesn't charge by the minute, so you can spend all day having fun for just a flat rate of $19.97 a month. Here's how America on Schmooze works. Send me the money. It's that simple. Then you'll get an access number that's easy to remember because it'll be your own phone number. Sure, whenever you dial, you'll get a busy signal, but remember, you'll have unlimited access to dial. All day you can sit at your computer and proudly say, I'm trying to get on the information superhighway. All the wonders of the internet, tantalizingly just out of reach. Don't settle for any old online service you can't use. Get the best busy signal on the internet, America on Schmooze. Send $19.97 per month to Dickie Schmooze, America on Schmooze, Box 1, Try Again Later, Mexico.
Gee, honey, this is great emu.
Thank you, dear.
Man, this emu is so tender, so moist, it's the best emu I've ever had.
You're so sweet.
I mean, I'm a guy who likes emu. This emu is to die for.
Now stop, Henry. Oh, I can't believe it. Henry's usually not so easy to fool. That's not emu. It's just plain chicken. But with new mock emu seasoning from Tamerlane, I can make everything taste just like emu. Pork, beef, tofu, even ostrich. New mock emu makes every meal emu-rific.
More emu, honey. I'm hungry for more emu.
Oh, Henry.
I love emu.
Everyone loves emu, so get your Tamerlane mock emu seasoning today. It's emu-rific.
They're coming to get us, the Mad Scientists. Please, don't turn away from my message of life and death. It's me again, Professor Titus Interruptus, and I have dramatic proof of the perfidious plots of the mad scientists. Look, Japanese mad scientists have put radio receivers on cockroaches so they can control their every move. You laugh, but you won't be laughing when armies of slave zombie cockroaches invade your neighborhood. Mad scientists start with butterflies and mosquitoes, then perfect their plots on cockroaches, then bam! We're next. Every man, woman, and child in America will soon have their antennas pulled off and replaced with radios and backpacks. We'll be puppets and playthings of mad scientists. They're among us now. All the mosquitoes and butterflies disappeared months ago. And when you go to somebody's house and you notice no cockroaches, get out. It's the home of a mad scientist who's used up all his cockroaches and now wants you. We can still stop them. We'll jam their transmissions. Place your microwave oven next to a window. Open the window and then run the oven 24 hours a day. Then call someone you can trust on your cellular phone and keep the line open. It's our only hope against mad scientists.
Hi, I'm Hal Dobb, Mayor of Omaha. I have a clear vision of our city's bright future. Or is it a bright vision of our city's clear future? Or is it a future vision of our city's clear brightness? I hope I've made myself perfectly clear to all of our city's bright citizens. You know, being clear and bright when I get up in the morning isn't easy. That's why I rarely sleep at all. But when I do, I clear my bright mind with Mega Coffee. It gives me the clarity I need to come up with new ideas. Constantly. My bright intellect's full of visions and stuff. Bright and clear visions. Except, of course, for Deffenbaugh. My vision there was cloudy. I had no idea what they were up to. Well, gotta go. Busy, busy, busy. Clear, clear, clear. Bright, bright, bright.
Mega Coffee. Be clear and bright and have visions just like Hal. Mega Coffee, supported by lots of rich people. You're a busy man.
There's never enough time.
Well, did you know that the biggest time wasters are those things we have to do, but waste the most time?
Like what?
Like zipping and unzipping your pants. That's why busy men everywhere are rushing to J.C. Walgett's to buy the pants with the automatic zipper, the new Self-Zip by Calvin Klein, with a C.
Self-zipping pants? Wow, that'd sure save a lot of time. How do they work?
A motor inside the bottom of the zipper senses when the zipper's down and sends it right back up.
But what if I want the zipper down because I have to, you know...
Better hurry. But it's easy, you know, to disable the sensors in just 38 easy steps. Outlined on pages 649 of this owner's manual, 649 through 838.
Great. Think of the time I'll save by not zipping up my pants.
Don't zip your pants ever again. Use the time you save to fire someone or bribe a cabinet member. Self-zips, the pants of the 21st century. You're a busy man.
There's never enough time.
Well, did you know that the biggest time wasters are those things we have to do, but waste the most time?
Like what?
Like zipping and unzipping your pants. That's why busy men everywhere are rushing to J.C. Walgett's to buy the pants with the automatic zipper, the new Self-Zip by Calvin Klein, with a C.
Self-zipping pants? Wow, that'd sure save a lot of time. How do they work?
A motor inside the bottom of the zipper senses when the zipper's down and sends it right back up.
But what if I want the zipper down because I have to, you know...
Better hurry. But it's easy, you know, to disable the sensors in just 38 easy steps. Outlined on pages 649 of this owner's manual, 649 through 838.
Great. Think of the time I'll save by not zipping up my pants.
Don't zip your pants ever again. Use the time you save to fire someone or bribe a cabinet member. Self-zips, the pants of the 21st century.